you couldn't eat the outside rim of the bacon.
Because it was, it would be hard and it'd be salty.
What'd they call that? The bacon
rind.
Rind, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the salt and just like a rock or something would be so hard.
Oh, it would be hard and it, but there's nothing better than this streaked lean meat.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you get that with the skin that where the salt, of course you have to wash it, but you if you slice it and get several pieces of where the lean goes through it and slice it, of course back when I was a little girl growing up, we didn't have much bacon then, you know. Mother would get that and it would be she'd slice it real thin and you'd slice it and come down to this heavy piece of skin. And she'd slice it under that and always save the skin part then cooking the green beans.
Yeah, right. What about the, did you make your own sausage? Or did, have you ever seen sausage
Oh,
made?
Yes. I've seen it made quite a bit. That's one thing that I've never done, though, is been around hogs at hog killing time.
Oh, okay. If meat begins to go bad, you say that meat smells like it's...
spoiled.
Okay. A man who cuts meat and things in a store...
Butcher.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term souse meat or head cheese?
Yes. Souse meat.
Okay. That's where they boil down all
And I love it.
It's good stuff. Have you ever heard of anybody putting, making just regular souse and then putting a little bit of cornmeal in with it and letting it sit up that way? Is that still called souse or is that called something
else? As far as I know, it is.
What about milk when it begins to go bad and gets kind of lumpy?
Clabbers.
Okay. What about a diet food that's made out of that lumpy white?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. You talk about separating the milk. Did you ever see anybody churn the milk?
Oh, gosh.
They had to pour it through a cheesecloth to do what to it before they churn it?
Strain it.
Okay.
But I've churned many a day.
Have you? With one of the old dasher churns?
Yes,
churns?
Sir.
You know, up north, a lot of people have never seen those. They have a churn that looks like a barrel.
It turns that way.
And I didn't know what in the world. I have some friends from Minnesota. And they brought one of those, and they were so proud of it. It was an antique, and I didn't even know what it was. And they said it was
my aunt had one of those. She got one. Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe, his sister, husband, got it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new fandangle thing, of course, you know, as the old saying is. And they were so proud of that thing. And but I've churned many a day, sit there and churn and read and watch the thing, you know, and watch the butter come, and then you'd have to stir up the butter and get it all, and then you have to work that water out of the milk and the water out.
In the butter mold.
Kids don't know how.
What about the kind of pie that's made where you get fruit boiling and then drop dumpling kind of stuff down into it?
Kind of pie?
Yeah, it's you ever hear it called a cobbler?
Cobbler pie.
Okay.
Whenever you do that, but I mean, make cobblers with top and bottom to it and boil the fruit. You bake it with juice in it where it comes out and nothing better.
Boy, that's right. What about sweet liquid that you might serve with pudding that you might put on it?
Sauce.
Okay. And in the morning, you have a cup of what to get the day started?
Coffee.
Okay. If you were getting ready to fix or to make some coffee, would you say, I'm going to make some coffee or fix coffee? Or how would you say, cook it, boil it, what?
I'm going to make coffee.
Okay.